This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
To that point, by the way, we should probably bring this up. My guy Cole Henry, man, 25-year-old righty who's a rookie who was told, look at his last couple of months. He's told in spring training you're converting full-time to the bullpen. We got to keep you healthy. And you're not going to fight that because you're trying to now save your career because you just can't stay on the mound, unfortunately. I mean, people forget, though. Go back and look at his minor league numbers when he was a starter. He was one of the most unhittable pitchers the last time he was healthy in minor league baseball over like 40 innings before he got shut down. And then one issue after another led to the thoracic outlet syndrome and a rib being removed from this guy, Steven Strasburg style. But he's trying to be one of the success stories on the other side of thoracic outlet. So he's moved to the bullpen. Then he ends up in the minor leagues, finishing at minor league camp, starts the year in the minors, gets a fairly quick call to the major leagues. He is barely ever used, like sparingly. He goes 5-6 days at a time between appearances. Then he starts pitching more in the lowest leverage situations possible. And then you fast forward, and it's the end of May, and he's on the mound with the game, and the walls caving in, and maybe on the line the other night with Kyle Finnegan unavailable. I mean, he has basically risen to the top of the mountain here. He scaled Everest in the bullpen as the number two guy, it seems like. Maybe they'll go Ferrer in big spots with lefties as a setup man, but Henry, when he's available, could be the guy getting those premium 7th, 8th innings ahead of Finnegan. And now 18 appearances, 17 of them scoreless. A little bit of an asterisk there because probably deserved to give up a run this last time out against the Diamondbacks and would bail him out with a great throw to the plate. But 21 innings, a strikeout per inning, a sub-1 whip. I mean, you're talking about kind of all-star-like production for a guy who's brand new to relief pitching. He just gave up a hit in that 2-inning outing against Arizona in Game 2 on Saturday night. That was the first hit he'd given up in 10 appearances, in something like 13 innings, I think it was. He had not given up a base hit. He's only given up a hit in 2 of his last 12 or 13 times that he's pitched. Like, what he's doing is ridiculous. And he gave them the ability to get rid of Lucas Sims and now Jorge Lopez. The way that he's pitched to a lesser extent recently, Rutledge has pitched. Really good outing from Lord today. Hopefully he can settle in. But We'll get into this Ken Rosenthal piece that came out last week. I know we haven't talked about it, but you know, he's talking about where the impact guys and how terrible the system's been. You know, drafting and developing Brad Lord in like the 25th round, Cole Henry in the second round. Jackson Rutledge was a first round pick and a, you know, a failed top of the board guy going to the bullpen. But those are internal development wins that are helping you now that have made it okay for you to swing and miss on the couple million-dollar deals you sign with Poche and Sims and Lopez.
Yeah, I think when you look at where this bullpen is at, so many of these guys in the pen now are homegrown guys that maybe you weren't expecting to get this sort of... I mean, frankly, like you said, with a Rutledge, you were hoping he would be a starter. It's not going to work out, but he looks like he's a solid reliever. And injury-wise, you were hoping that you could get more out of Henry because he looked like he was going to be a part of your rotation. Then injuries kind of derailed that, but he looks like he could be a big-time high-leverage reliever. And Ferrer has shown you real bright spots at times. It just takes some time for him, I think, to dial in at times, and it's just kind of still a roller coaster ride. You don't know which one you're going to get. Is it the Ferrer that can find the zone, or is it the Ferrer that has no idea where it's going? So, you know, it can kind of be a little bit of a roller coaster ride, but his stuff is up there with anybody in the Nationals bullpen. So you look at where they're at and where they've been able to develop some talent. You know, the Rosenthal piece is interesting because I don't know that there's anything in there, Grant, that I look at and say it's wrong or categorically false. But this is maybe something that was written 2 years too late, a year too late, because you look at where this team is at now, like Jacob Young, those sorts of stories didn't happen before. And I know he's kind of controversial right now. A lot of fans are
but your point's right.
Like, kind of done.
That's so true. That was actually, we have not talked about it at all, even off air. I was on vacation. And so you and I normally talk Nats like every day at work. But
yeah,
my exact takeaway from that was like, this is a weird time for this story. Like a year ago would have been probably the last time you really go hard in the paint, because they are, yes, everything he said is accurate. It's true. They were bad for a long time in terms of the results, the draft, the development, all that stuff. But it seems like they've done a lot better job recently. How do you think that story came about? Like, I have a theory, but I want to hear yours. Like, what do you make of that? Why do you think it? He wanted to and / decided to write it now? Or what do you think happened?
Honestly, I have no idea. I have no idea why it decided to come out now. And it's just, it is funny, the timing of it, because you even look at their drafting over the last couple of years. Like, look, a couple of years ago with Elijah Green, not great. But you look at Luke Dickerson last year, you look at Travis Sikora. I know Rosenthal knows these names, or at least he's going to know the name Sikora, right? He's going to know dudes like that that are coming through. And I don't know, it's a little bit of a surprising timing, because it feels like that the stuff, again, is valid. You know, over, you don't just get to throw away a decade plus of narrative because you were good for a year or two. It's going to take a little bit more time than that. But regardless, they are going in the right direction and they have made some changes. So frankly, I don't understand where it came from. I don't understand if it was something where the team was starting to pick up a little bit. And you're like, I wonder where they rank among some of the teams over the last couple of years. I'm not sure. Maybe it was a...
Here's my theory. Here's my theory. I always, so I'm just a nerd about this stuff, having been on a beat before and been a reporter and whatnot. And, you know, it's never probably the right thing to do to try to guess sources and all that. And I won't do that publicly. But I bet you he bumped into someone. It could have very well been a rival executive or whatever. But I would imagine it was someone that used to work for the Nats, right? And, you know, whether it was the last couple of years or when, and they basically, you know, were just talking ball and they're like, look at how bad that situation's been. And they kind of unloaded inaccurate, but, you know, damaging clip on, you know, firing off all of the best ofs that we talk about all the time with the draft history. And BA did a piece, I think it was maybe 2 years ago now, about how awful like the combined war is for every team at the bottom. And the Nats were right there, I think, among worst in the sport. And my point is, I'll bet you, you know, he kind of dives in and he goes, yeah, they got the third worst record and this and that. And you write something about it. But it just seems like the timing's a little bit odd with some of the successes. Like, everything he said is true. There aren't superstars other than James Wood, if that's the threshold, which I don't think it should be, by the way. There aren't guys coming that are going to end up being, you know, Cy Young caliber or MVP caliber players other than maybe Sikora. Although, again, I don't know when that became the threshold. Like, to me, you have the ability to trade they have the ability in this market to spend money. I know that they don't, and it's a funny joke to even bring it up. But like that is how you could go get your Scherzer or your Worth or your big-time player to supplement. But like you know what oftentimes building internally is? It's finding a bunch of depth and pieces and creating competition like they have. I didn't think that piece did enough to acknowledge that they are starting to churn out decent major league players, to your point. So that list is like, right now, Robert Hassel looks like a big leaguer. Mm-hmm. Dalen Lyle looks like a major leaguer, right? He's a second-round pick. Jake Irvin has been a huge success story. We just talked about Cole Henry. I'm not telling you a non-closing reliever's some huge deal. If not for the injuries, I think it would have been a very different conversation with him. But this stuff all matters, man. If Brad Lord, like Brad Lord might not be a sixth inning, seventh inning guy in a year or two. He might pitch in the back of a rotation. He had an outstanding year in the minor leagues last year. So this idea of like, oh, you're just talking about these guys who are doing okay right now. Well, that goes both ways. You know, maybe 2 years from now, Lord's in the rotation or, you know, something's changed with a couple of these guys. But like the even the Rutledges and the Parkers and the Youngs and you know the Rule 5 pick of Nunez, who they have developed. They have made him a better player since he got here. I just didn't think there was enough credence to that. So I'm not sitting here ringing the bell for the Nats or trying to wave a banner. They've been bad for years. The rebuild is taking longer than I wanted it to. I think the vast majority of that is ownership. But we've talked more than anybody else probably in town on this podcast about the draft history, the development history. We've given as much context as we can. For me, I'll circle back to and underline the timing was odd, and I would have liked to have seen a little more acknowledgement to, hey, recently, look at these pretty good major leaguers they're developing, even if they're not stars.
Yeah, so just for some context here, I just picked a random year, 4 years ago, 2021. You look at their top 30 prospects. Cade Cavalli's at the top. I think he's a helpful big leaguer if he's healthy. Rutledge, Henry, we've seen they can be helpful big leaguers. Number four is Yasiel Antuna. Five is Andre Lara. Maybe Lara can be a helpful big leaguer. Jeremy De La Rosa, Armando Cruz, Tim Cate, Mason Denneberg, who's playing college football now, Matt Cronin. Versus you look at where they're at right now, I think you can get down into Yoani Morales is ranked 12th. I think he's a helpful big leaguer. Tyler Stewart is 14th. I think he can be a helpful big leaguer. I mean, we're looking at 14, 15, probably more. You know, Jacob Young wasn't even in their top 30 when he got up to the bigs and was helping them out. Jake Irvin and Mitchell Parker were in the 20s. And we're talking about should Parker stick, should Parker not. Mitchell Parker was their best pitcher through the first month of the season. He was pitching really, really well. So those are things that didn't happen before. I think they're making some necessary changes. And I think, too, sometimes people love to dismiss stuff just because it's one thing. People love to dismiss, like, the trades or they're like, outside of the Juan Soto trade. Okay, outside of maybe the greatest trade haul in history, outside of where, I mean, legitimately, and I think, you know, it's very hyperbolic for Nats fans doing this, but like you can have legitimate discussions that you might have found Juan Soto again in James Wood, and they're different styles of players, but my point stands. Like Masson threw up a graphic during the Arizona series comparing first X amount of games for Harper, for Soto, and for Wood, and they're all in the same ballpark. And in some cases, Wood's better. In some cases, Soto's better. In some cases, Harper's better. But they're all in the same ballpark. So telling me that you have to take out the Juan Soto deal when you got an ace who's leading the bigs in strikeouts, you got your starting shortstop who's one of the best hitting shortstops, even if he struggles a little defensively, he's still one of the best hitting shortstops, and you got one of the best young stars in the game. On top of that, you've still got a flamethrower in the minor leagues who could end up being a really good player. He's in the top 100 in MLB pipeline, and you got Robert Hassel, who looks kind of like the Robert Hassel that we expected would be here a little bit sooner, but kind of looks like the Robert Hassel that you expected when you got him in the trade, being the safe prospect that can kind of help you as an everyday player. So look, there are definitely shortcomings, but I just think that this is a really interesting time for this to come out when it seems like the big gripes about this with the Mike Rizzo in the front office, when you're coming at it from that angle, if you're Ken Rosenthal, it seems like those sorts of things have started to be addressed. The ownership thing, that's still a legitimate thing because you would love to sign CJ, you'd love to sign Gore, you'd love to sign Wood. And who knows, maybe none of those things happen, but that's not on Mike Rizzo. Mike Rizzo is going to do the best that he can with what he's given. And I think you've seen over the last couple of years that he's done that. Not to say
Here's my question too.
Not that he's faultless, but he's done.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
As good as it can.
Here's my question, too. And I mean, this is rhetorical, but if you want to suggest an answer, go for it. I wonder all the time, if we're acknowledging that ownership's a problem in the way of spending on players at the big league level, how do we know that it's not a problem in other areas we don't see? What I mean by that is, like, how do we know that a major factor in their developmental struggles isn't what they spend on things and their budgets? Remember a couple years ago, they downsized their departments substantially. Do you remember that? Now, again, they've become more efficient, and I think they've done a better job, actually, since some of those changes. But, like, are we sure that, you know, while they've made major strides, like, they were early on biomechanics and, you know, plates on figuring out how you land and what kind, you know, what your body's doing to keep guys healthy. Were they on the cutting edge of things like that and analytics and R&D? Would they have been further along or closer to the front of the pack if they had a bigger budget and more money? I mean, these are realistic questions. So I don't have the answer. I don't know. But if you know, we're trying to figure out, like, what percent of the problem is the lack of money from ownership and versus, like, the front, what I would consider, like, the baseball ops department. I think you also have to at least ask the question, how much of a factor in some of the struggles is that part of the financials as well? And I don't know the answer. They might be more willing to spend than any team in the league. I don't think this is the case, by the way. but they might say every time Mike Rizzo or you know, their assistant GMs or their assistants to Rizzo, so like Shalaba or DeBartolo or any of these guys, anytime they go to them, they go, yeah, no problem. Take two. Hey, we need this machine. How about a third? You know, why don't we just send you a truck full? Maybe it's that. Maybe that's what it's like doing business for them. I don't know. But I also think that could absolutely be part of the conversation is, was that a factor? And I don't know. But as far as the system goes with Sakura, Susana, House, Seaver King, Clemmie, Luke Dickerson, who's my number two prospect behind Sakura in the system, by the way, Cavalli, like, I've not named a guy yet that I don't think has – there is a chance that every guy I just said ends up being an everyday player for them or a member of either the rotation or the lineup. Loma Vita could be their catcher of the future. Daylan Lyle, you're seeing what he could do. You probably get to, like – I would put Hassel in that category. You mentioned Morales maybe as a cutoff, and then there's just some depth guys like Caden Wallace types that they got in a deal where they threw non-closing reliever Hunter Harvey to Kansas City, but you're going to get some gems, especially on the pitching side, with like Tyler Stewart, the big kid from the Mets that came over in the Winker deal, or Jake Bennett, who I think has some legit stuff and we haven't seen a lot of because of an injury that cost him a year. Jackson Kent, A-plus 22-year-old lefty who's had some really good starts. Like, there's going to be another Mitchell Parker and Jake Irvin in that group. So I just refuse to act like this system, which is around 15 to 18 in baseball right now, is some, you know, debacle, which is kind of what you would have thought reading that piece. That's all.
Yeah, and I think my big takeaway, the thing that I brought on air multiple times, is I think the Nationals reading that kind of just have to make their minds up as to how they're going to operate and make changes accordingly. If you're going to continue to operate like a small market, then make some of the developments that you need to, like you're saying. Like my example that I gave was Max Fried was someone that I would have loved this offseason that could have helped you. He went for around $27, $28 million to the Yankees and been one of the best pitchers in baseball. Well, if you're not going to do that, the pitching lab down in Wake Forest costs like $13 million. Build one of those. You've been there. Like those right. sorts of things, and have the guys necessary to be able to work with all your guys to do that. So just kind of make up your mind where you know, the Rays, the Guardians, people that operate within legitimate restrictions within their payroll, they find ways to maximize what they can with their prospects. I think the Nationals still, you know, like we said, they're moving forward, but there may be still ways that they could do it. But there's no denying that, too, Mike Rizzo's still on top of his game when it comes to trades. We talked about the Juan Soto, but the one to me that, like, there's a couple over the last couple of years, I think, with some of the moves. Like a Candelario, I know he's hurt this year, but we saw what DJ Hurst could be at the big league level. Jamer Candelario was a half-season rental for the Chicago Cubs. You got DJ Hurst, a guy that could potentially be in your rotation or a nasty reliever. Alex Clemmie, someone that looks like an even more toolsy and better stuff. DJ Hurst, you got for Lane Thomas, who, by the way, you got for John Lester in the final half season of his career. So Mike Rizzo, to me, is still really good at those sorts of things. I think Rizzo, you know, you can't just eliminate what has happened over time with the draft and development stuff, but it seems like he's trying to take the next step on that stuff. But that, to me, is their thing that they have to decide. If you want to act like a big market where you don't maybe invest as much in the minor league system and some of those things, and maybe they do, like you said, maybe they do and we don't know about it. But if you want to become like one of these Rays-type organizations where you live on analytics and you're able to find guys, diamonds in the rough, and turn them into really good big leaguers, that's fine. But if you're not going to do that, then you need to start spending money to help Mike Rizzo out, because he kind of gets left out to dry here, where, you know, I think Mike Rizzo is still a very good big market general manager that is basically being forced to operate like a smaller market general manager right now. But if you spent some money, you know, I think realistically watching this baseball club since that first week of the season, imagine if they had another starting pitcher. Imagine if they had another power bat. Imagine if they had another one or two guys in the bullpen on top of some of these guys taking next steps as young guys. Like, I think that's what's frustrating for Nationals fans, but at the same point shows you that they're going in the right direction. It's just, you know, maybe it's taken a little longer than you were expecting.
Well, if they added one legit bat and they spent on one legit arm in either the bullpen or the rotation, you know, they would be a wild card team probably right now. That's what we're talking about, right? That they would be on pace for mid-80s wins instead of about 78 wins. And that's the conversation, and it is certainly frustrating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.